lifetime, a special moment where they are figuratively tapped on the shoulder and offered a chance to do a special thing, unique to them and fitted only for their talents. What a tragedy if that moment finds them unprepared or unqualified for that which could have been their finest hour. Sir Winston Churchill.
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Self Mastery. This is your boy, Michael Maestro Turner, and I am sitting here with a legend. I know he don't want me to say that, but he is a legend. Let my VA boys tell it, you're a legend, okay? I'm sitting here with the Travis Sales. Hand claps, man. hand claps. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate you, dog.
The loose, bro. Real quick before you even go, bro, I have watched your videos and tried to pick them joints apart and do this and do that. and it's like, yo, it's a gift. And I know what we do, it's a gift. And even though people can rewind it and they can Sean piano it, you still got to have it.
Well, for sure.
You still got to have it. You still can't bypass the hours. You still can't do all that. So, bro, no. This is for real. This is your flowers right now. We saw what we saw. Rest in peace, Aaron Spears. We're giving you your flowers while you're breathing, bro.
Man, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
For real.
Welcome.
Stro, man. Appreciate that. For sure.
Yes, sir. Show, yes, sir. How you feeling, bro? How you feeling?
Man, I'm good, man. I'm good. Everything been good. I actually just bought a house here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I'm here in Charlotte. You know what I mean?
I used to live there. I moved back because of 2020, bro.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Let me tell you how it was all in line. I moved back in 2020 because the pandemic honestly scared the mess out of me and my fiance.
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah. And so I was 4 hours away from Virginia, Richmond. So I'm like, no, I'm going home. We going home.
Yo.
We went to high school together. So our parents live 30 seconds from each other. I'm talking about driving 30 seconds. And so we could walk to each other's house. So we like, no, we going back to be close to our parents.
Right.
And so, bruh, my dad literally died in 2021, and my grandmother. They died within 12 days. Imagine losing your heart, bro. Grandmother first, and then 12 days later, my dad died. He went in the hospital, didn't even know she was gone, and his organs were failing because he had Agent Orange. I don't know if you know about that. Agent Orange was sprayed on the war veterans.
Okay.
And
So okay.
I've even met other people say, yo, your dad, oh, his organs were failing. I said, yeah, he was in the service. We was thinking maybe it had something to do with age. They say, yeah, it definitely was. My dad died of it. I'm like,
bro.
Oh, they really messed the soldiers up with that joint. And so it had a delayed effect. Yeah. So, bro, one of the darkest times in my life. But if I had not have moved back, bro, 2021 was so bad in the hospitals, bro. I remember walking in and he was trying to clean up some urine. He had to pee on the floor because none of the nurses helped him go to the bathroom.
Boy, man.
Pissed, bro. Every single day, I was coming in there. I was making sure he was straight, shaved his head. Cause when you had the ball like me, you looking at me, bro.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, if I had not moved back, I would not have been able to make sure he got the proper care. So when I say it was all aligned, man,
that's real.
Well, that's crazy how you moved to Charlotte. You got the house in Charlotte.
And
I'm like, oh man.
Yep. But you know, you had to go take care of that. That's, you know what I mean? That's God moved. God made that happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, bro. It was all God, man. So let's transition real quick, man. When did you fall in love with the piano or the organ? Or was it drums? Because me, I fell in love with drums first.
Hey, you know what? I played drums first.
I find most Keithan organists can play a little drums, bro.
I can't even. I tried to play. So my brother played drums. My oldest brother played drums. Rest in peace, my oldest brother. But my brother I grew up with, that's my second to oldest brother. He played drums and he was super dope. And I used to be the kid just kind of sitting there watching them all play. And I was just like, I know I got to play something because I hear it. You know what I mean? I always heard. So I would try to get on drums, but no, it just never worked for me, bro. I was horrible, like horrible.
That's interesting because the way you
I can play a beat, but I wasn't as good as my brother. Like natural things, he just was naturally good at playing drums. You know what I mean?
You didn't do any marching band, no drum line, no.
No. No. And we talk about me trying drums. This probably maybe this early. This is maybe 7, 8, 9 years old.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I started at 8.
So yeah, this is me trying, but then also me hopping on. So I started playing organ at 8 years old. I tell you when I fell in love with it, right? And I haven't done many interviews. I haven't been able to tell this story, but
please.
The block that I lived on, bro, right? Let me show you how ill this was. Brooklyn, New York, Bed-Stuy, right? The block that I lived on, Madison Street between Malcolm X and Stuyvesant. All right. At the end of this block was a church called Unity Temple.
Unity Temple.
And okay. Corey Henry, this is his home church. So you got to understand, like, how I'm growing up, right? So, like, Corey's church is on the end. This is this young kid who's been playing since 3 years old. My dad is an organist. You know what I mean? My dad had times where he would, you know, sit down and teach Corey little things. And like a lot of people, like different people from the city would train Corey too. But my dad, I never forget. I told my dad, I said, I think I want to play the organ. I was 8 years old. And he said, if you want to play, let me show you something. Let me take you down to the end of your block to this church. And I walked in there, bro, and this kid was in there blazing this organ, bro. And that was my moment where I said, hold on. Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to play organ. I'm going to play.
Well, how old was Corey at the same time?
Corey was 2 years younger. So a year younger than me. He was 7. So I was 8. And he was blazing organ, bro, like playing at a way above. You know what I mean? Crazy. So it was kind of like an eye-opener for me because, like I said, my dad played organ. My cousin played organ. My uncle played organ. It's a lot. Everybody in my family play something, you know? So I would, that was my first time where I was like, watching my dad play at my home church was definitely my first time where I was like, I wanted to learn how to play. But seeing Corey made me decide that, like, I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let me tell you something, bro.
Being another kid around my age, younger than me, that made me, and being that good, and like keeping up with the older guys, that was just like, I'm hearing him, like, he's just as good as, no, there's no way. Like, I got it. So that was a big thing for me. You know what I'm saying? That was big.
I was a little bit vain. I literally wanted to play because when my OG Jermaine, when he came in, is a guy he actually worked with D'Angelo at some point, but they didn't
know okay.
stuff he worked with on him with in Virginia. But he was coming back and forth from Rono. He's dating my cousin, and he came in and blazed, right? And I'm like 9. I'm playing the drums. I'm poop, gat, poop, gat. You know, that's all I had was a good old 4 to the floor and the poop, gat,
right.
You know what I'm saying? My man blazed, and after the service, everybody just was coming to shake his hand. And I was like, oh, I want that. I don't care what no. I have to be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't see it, you can't be it. That's what we teach in personal That's development. Real. If you can't see it, you can't be it. That's I mean, I'm real, pretty bro. Sure. I'm pretty sure. Nobody likes to talk about this, but Michael Jordan saw Dr. J.
Yo, and you know what's so crazy? I think I just told him that maybe. And we grew up together, but I think I just told Corey that maybe 2-3 years ago. You know what I mean? Like, bro, seeing you play was really like the thing that made me want to play. It's like, you know what I mean? Seeing, because my dad, they older, you know, you see him, but somebody around my age that was just, and it was like, you're younger than me. Like, oh, that was the like, oh, hold on. You know what I mean? Like, you know, yep.
You know what? You just spoke of that. Let me pull this up real quick. Do I want to know? You know what? I may not be able to do it. Hold on. Can I? Okay. Yeah, I can. I can share screens. I'm not gonna
Okay.
play it because you lived it. But I gotta just show you this and then just see what you say. This is on the spot right here. All right, here we go. I'm on YouTube right now, brother. Let's see. All right. I want to know. Here we go. I want to know what was going through your mind at this moment, right here.
Okay.
All right, here we go. You probably already know what I'm about to go at. What
See.
in the world was going on in your mind? Because
Oh.
a lot of people can be intimidated. And bro, I'm not trying to do the comparison thing. What I'm thinking, as in, were you really just all the way locked in, or you knew I got to this? I know this being recorded. Like, what was going on your mind when you and Corey were going back and forth?
So I tell you, it's so crazy, right? That night we didn't want to do that.
I know, and I get why. I get why.
Because and because like you got to think, we two people that would like go to a church. We would go to his home church, bro. Close the gate on the church, and people be banging on the gate trying to get in. We'd be in their shed. Nobody was allowed. It's just me and him. Like, you know what I mean? We were that. This is my homie. So we had a thing where. Yeah, it would just be tough. It felt like every time we were either at a church service or we would either be playing together, they would break it down and be like, yo, you know what I mean? And it would be just like, why y'all trying to like, you know, and we so not on that because we got two totally kind of different styles. That's to me the greatest thing ever is us maintaining our identity.
Talk about
You
it.
know what I mean?
Talk about it.
In the midst of being inspired by each other. So it's kind of like, but yeah, bro, that night was kind of just, it was a sharing thing. Like I think I could have went
It was.
crazier.
It
I
was.
think
But I'm
he
just
could have
saying,
went crazy.
what were you thinking? I mean, what were you thinking? Were you annoyed then? Were you more annoyed? Because bro, she threw y'all. Shout out to her. I love her. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But she kind of threw y'all.
You
Y'all
know what
had
it
to be.
was? It was a like, okay, y'all get y'all tonight, y'all
We
cuz of who
really
here?
doing this. We really doing this.
Y'all got us tonight because of who here and the moment.
She
We
said,
couldn't
"All
back
right,
out of it.
now
We
you.
couldn't back out of it. It was like,
Now you."
so.
She led the joint. She was like, "Now you, Travis. Now Corey." She made y'all go like three, four times. Then she went to the bass player.
Because it always been that thing in the city of who, but you got people that, you know, feel how they feel. It's all opinion and everybody. Some people say Travis, people say Corey. It doesn't, to us, it never mattered. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely,
So it
absolutely.
was like it never really, we don't compare each other. Like we have two totally different styles. But that night, man, it was like, yeah, I feel like we both was sharing. It never was a thing of battling. You know what I mean?
You know what I want to do, and I'm okay with releasing this because I was where I wanted to do it first. I ain't gonna lie, I wanted to do it first in my city. And I know it's done before, but I want to do a dueling pianos show. But I
Bro.
don't want to be. It's not what you know. It's literally the. It's more like, you know what was beautiful when Glenn and Kevin Powell on that Nord spot they did.
Yeah.
They weren't
Oh,
fighting. They just it was. I think it was. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. Today, kind of smooth and jazzy, and they played the chorus together. Kevin played the verse.
The dope thing to do it would be to do it unrehearsed, let it be raw. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you can edit, but like let it be raw as far as like they don't know what, because that's when you're gonna get the best. Once you get cats like sitting home trying to come up with, you could tell that was organic. Like if me and Corey shedded over those changes
Yeah.
before we got there to say, oh, we gonna like go at it. You know what I'm saying? You would have probably got a different, but to
Oh, I
say,
like
yo, we
that.
just gonna come
You're
and
right.
we gonna throw a tune at y'all and cause the song like I Love You Lord Today, we all slightly play it different. So you
Yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It'd be dope to just find a common ground and then cats just feed off each other. Cause then it's more honest. You know what I mean?
That's what I want to do. And I'm actually
Yeah.
thinking, bro, not keyboard to organ. I'm talking about piano to piano.
Have you seen the one Jamar and Quinnell did?
Oh my God. I
That
saw
was crazy.
a piece of it. I didn't even get to check it all out, but
Jamar Jones and
them
Quinnell, they
two,
did one that was crazy.
Them two, and especially when Glenn and him, it,
but yeah, bro, that,
and
that,
Jesus that, Molina are just, I don't know what.
Yo, Jesus came out of nowhere. I was like, Jesus is out of control.
Bruh. I thought they cloned my man. I was like, bro, hold up. My man lost.
So many. Yeah, it's like, where you come from? And, he
had a
amazing,
bald spot.
Man.
Now he got hair. I'm like,
yeah, he's amazing.
Which I need, whatever you eating, let me know, bro. My man grew hair and everything. He had a bald spot when he was big.
Yo, that's real. That's real. But yeah, that night, man, yo, that night was a crazy night, bro. And I think about that night at the Underground. That
was
wrestling
beautiful. I didn't, Ron Grant, too. I didn't view it as a fight. I view it as y'all. I could tell y'all was cool, but I didn't know that. What you just told, I did not know that y'all was.
We had another one. We got another one. Nobody really know, but there's another one on that you got to find it. But yeah,
okay.
It's me and Corey going at it, and I'm on Oregon. He's on Keith. So it's a little, you know, different. But like, it's the same. Yeah, we just, man, sharing. Always been that thing of sharing. We never tried to. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
Doesn't prove anything, you know what I mean?
Like, you know, bro, I always tell the young musicians when they're talking to me or they ask for some advice, I said, bro, let me tell you something. My biggest goal, earthly, we're not talking about the spiritual side of it, is that I'm not using candles on the first. That should be your focus. You're not using candles on the first.
That's real.
About being better than who better is your phone ringing? Is your phone ringing?
That's the realest, brother. That's the realest. I'll say this.
Yeah.
At a certain age, that's what it becomes. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you would definitely want them to think ahead and try to grasp that concept at a younger age, because then they'll be able to, you know what I mean, be ahead. But it's like, when we were younger, bro, you would get some of them tapes or some of them mini disc tapes. Every Saturday we was going to his church going at it. We was going, you know what I'm saying? Because we was young and competitive.
But it's healthy. It's healthy. You know, these guys are calling me because they're not making the money they think they should be making. So it's like, okay, well, it's time to grow up now.
Yeah.
It's
real.
It's a business.
Yes, it's, you know, real.
And so don't be the one who buried their talent in the ground. Be the one who multiplied it.
Yeah.
And that's another thing, you know, what I've been dealing with lately is, you know, using that example, you know, God gave, you know, the group. There was two groups. There was one group that they doubled the money that God gave them, right? And then there was another that buried it and said, hey, I played it safe. I buried it. And God's like, yo, I wanted a return on my investment. So what are you going to say when it's all said and done? If you believe this thing that I believe that I have to give an account for my gift. How many people were impacted by your gift? One speaker, I heard him say, if death came to your bed tonight and said, yo, you can stay. I was going to take you, but if you could find five people that would vouch for you right now.
That's
real. Then you can stay. But if you can't give me five people that you have impacted in a positive way, then you got to go tonight. Man, literally live my life like that, bro.
That's real. That's real, bro.
I don't care about followers. I don't care about, let me tell you something. I went viral in 2021. That dad died, all of that. I went viral at the same time.
Mm.
I'm literally right after the funeral and all that stuff, like later that I went viral and I went from like, I had like 800 followers on that account that you saw, the Maestro Turner account. And my main account had 6,000, and I was stuck there forever because I used to post a whole bunch of crazy stuff, conspiracy theories, all that stuff, and they shadow banned me.
Like my brother with that, yeah.
Well, I was crazy with that years ago, and I was like, okay, I get it. So y'all shadow banned me. So I was stuck at 6,000 followers for years. The Maestro Turner joint, I was just posting a church video every week, once a week, but it was very consistent. Do you know I cracked that algorithm, bro?
Joint
did 300,000 views. It was me playing on the organ behind Pastor Chad. And let me tell you, this is the thing, because I want you to share yours after this. I know you got some of this.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. I was playing for one of the largest churches in Petersburg, Virginia, which is 30 minutes from Richmond, right? I went viral playing at the church that I would go to as my second service at 12:30. The first big, the big church, 10 to 12, right? I would leave there and go 12:30, pick up a little extra. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know how
to go. A little extra because they add up at the end of the month.
Yep.
Do you know me helping out that ministry, bro? I went viral over there, though. And I'm just saying, like, I couldn't have made this up, bro. 300,000 views on one video. And
that's crazy.
Then it trickled down. I had four more videos hit over 100,000 views.
That's crazy.
And it just kept going. I had 20,000 followers in 90 days. And I'm now sitting around at 29,330,000. And, you know, of course, the buzz has then kind of dropped off. Now, I mean, you don't stay there forever, that like killing like that. I was getting
100,000
views a day, bro.
It that's was crazy.
It was unreal. It was unreal.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Brandon Jacobs wrote on it on one of my posts. John P. Key liked it. You know what I'm saying? It brought Hezekiah Walker hit up somebody and it came back through to me. Said, "Yo, that boy Cole." So it was just like, but and here's another blessing in that they could only confirm because I was already validated.
Right. Right.
You see what I'm saying? God already validated me, so they could only confirm. And
that's real.
As you hear that, can you think of anything that has like really made you, you know, that well, you couldn't make this up. I mean, dude, Maxwell, Chris Brown, like, bro, you've been in some rooms that I haven't been in. So I'm like, something that, you know, because when you take a step, God will take two. So I'm like, what didn't even make sense? What didn't make sense that you couldn't have wrote it in a book? You couldn't have wrote it. You couldn't have made it.
I think, bro, when I go back, I could go back to the beginning, bro. I could go back to being amazed at like playing for James Hall, bro, at 15. You know what I'm saying? Being like, yeah, that was like amazing to me because, bro, I was such a big John Peters. Like, I'm still such a big John Peters, is, you know what I mean? One of the great. So I grew up such a big John Peters fan, Melvin Chris Bell fan, James Harley. So to get that opportunity at 14, 15 to play for James and be like the main keyboard player, you know what I mean? And the playing next to Melvin and playing that was like, some days I looked over, bro, and couldn't believe it. It's like, yo, I can't believe, you know what I'm saying? Like, because I was always humble. I mean, we had to, in New York, you got to give that confidence just when you out. But inside, I was always the kid that was like, yo, you know what I mean? Like, it's Melvin Chris Bell, son. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I just, you know, rest in peace, Mel. But yeah, man, that was always big for me. So I can go there. I can go to being hired to play for Joe at 16, 17, 16. When I got the Joe Thomas gig, I want to know Joe.
Real quick, because this is not a I'm always going to take God everywhere, but this is not a faith-based podcast. This is a self-development because I want to help people who aren't. I want people that ain't thinking about God to consider having a conversation with him.
Yeah.
You know, I don't believe in trying to catch a chicken before you pluck it. Let's catch
it. Yeah, no, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but there are some things that people have to understand that it's a supernatural part of this. It's not luck. Yeah. It's not luck.
No, it's not. It's not luck, bro.
It's a divine order. It's hard work. It's smart work. And also, there is a let's go straight principle. With give and with the same measure. So literally, you're in your room. You putting in that work. You just mentioned it close. Now I'm making it. I'm trying to make it for everybody.
Everybody
in a room by himself with one of the. He's one of the dopest. Corey's one of the dopest. They sharpened each other's blades, and then they went out into Babylon and took them back.
Telling you,
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you mentioned Joe, you know, some people like, oh, so he went yo. So this is what I'm on. Travis can be in the world and not be of it.
That's real.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's an individual's walk. If you can't stand being, if you can't control yourself, you shouldn't be on that side because you're gonna be sniffing the line. You're gonna be drunk and you're gonna be waking up somewhere where not supposed to wake up.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
That's real.
I'm assuming that you know how to carry yourself, and that's why you have the longevity because there's a lot of musicians who have missed a lot of flights playing.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's, and I'll say this, if you're going to miss them flights, be able to cover yourself. You should have enough money to not have to call the management and even mention it. You should be on the next flight if you're going to move like that. You know what I mean? Like, so that's the thing. It's, you can be, you, I've missed international flights. I made some mistakes, bro. I can go back to, I tell you, one of the biggest disappointments when I was young, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. And this is a huge lesson for anybody. You get an opportunity. Sometimes you ask for things that you aren't prepared for. And I was 15 years old. I never forget that. I thought I was like ready to like tour. And I mean, I've done other gigs. I did other joints. And I was like, you know, I got to call a dude, Darnell Jones. Kern Brantley, who's a huge,
yeah, bro,
huge, you know, MD back in that time, and still is. Kern is one of the most respected, right?
Yeah.
Getting this call was through already. I'm already getting, the trust is coming from Gerald Haywood.
Gerald, so it's already Haywood. Through. Shout out to Gerald Haywood, man.
Right? So, boom, it's already through somebody else, another great musician, right? So now you get this kid who's 15 years old who still wanna hang out and wanna party and want to, you know what I mean? Be in the streets and be, you know what I mean?
I got you.
And guess what I do? I oversleep, bro. My rehearsal was at 11. I showed up at 1:30 in Manhattan. Hey, when I walked in, somebody else was on that gig, bro. And there was, and guess what? The greet was
a New York. It's musicians just.
You know how I go. It wasn't even a shake of like, yo, what's up? What's up? Was goodbye. What's up? Was, yo, Kern, what's up? Nah, bro, we got somebody else. I'll see you later, man. Maybe next time. Boom. Gone. Bro, biggest lesson. I left that rehearsal and cried all the way home. Because now I got to go back. I just told everybody, you know, when you're young, I'm telling everybody, yo, I'm about to go play for the.
And now you look like you straight cap. Straight cap.
Man.
Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah, yeah. Then you tell them about the next one. They like, sure, sure.
You know what I mean? So it's a lesson learned. And I'm glad that came early. You know what I mean? At 15. But I was able to learn.
That's dope, bro. Like honestly, bro, location matters, because I'm telling you, we don't get those second chances in Richmond, Virginia. If you get a chance to get down, you better execute it, because it's like you got to be even more dope, because they going to New York, Atlanta, Houston. They going there to get their musicians.
Yeah, so that's true. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. I remember dealing with Ernest Pugh, and I was doing video work for him, but he was just like, bruh, he's like.
He just followed me, too, on the gram. Shout out to E.
Bruh, he was like, man, he said, yo, it costs too much to fly you out.
Yeah.
Bro, Richmond terrible, man. Like it's called Richmond International, but ain't nothing international about it.
Speaking of that, I lived in Jacksonville, Florida for a while, and I used to, like, those flights, it's the same thing. Like living in Richmond, you just be looking like, they be like, yo, you want to fly from Orlando? Because this Jacksonville flight, 500, Orlando, 200. So it's like, it's huge, you know what I mean?
Hey, you get around, man.
Bro, I moved around, bro. I moved around. I lived in L.A. I moved, you know what I mean, from New York.
So you just got a property in Charlotte, or you're staying there?
Yeah, I got a property in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
My kids have been here, so I would always manage to come here. I would come here and spend 3 months, 4 months here throughout the year, you know what I mean, with my kids. But just because I still was just building that career and trying to figure out things, you know what I mean? But now I feel like I can be anywhere and still
be able to,
you know.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You better fly Travis out. You watching this right now, you about to book, fly him out. I don't care if you're to China. You know what I'm saying? you get what you pay for at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? And values there.
Even like the flying out thing, I don't think that ever been the case of like flying me. I think just being like, sometimes being like you just said, location, being in New York, being in LA, you know what I mean? Like actually feeling like, okay, I feel like I can like thrive off of the relationships I've built, and I can, you know what I mean? Like I can like, yeah, I can survive off that. You know what I mean? Some people just feel like I need to stay here longer. I need to make more connections, more boo, boo, boo. I feel like I've, you know, made my name enough in, you know what I mean, in LA and New York, and to where I can, you know, go there for a month and treat that more like how I would treat, you know, Charlotte. You know what I mean? Go there for 2 months and, you know, I don't have to be there. You know what I mean? So, it's, yeah. I've been dying to get to this point. You know what I mean? Having three daughters, I got three beautiful daughters, 15, 12, man. And 10. So, you know what I mean?
That's beautiful, yeah. Man. That is beautiful. That is real beautiful, man.
Yeah.
Well, so when I think about, we offline, we were talking about the musician being like a temp agency.
Yeah.
Tell us your theory on that, man. That's good.
I always viewed it, man, from a young age. I realized you got to think, my first church gig I got, first time, was I was 13 when I got my first church gig. So it was kind of like playing at another church outside of my home church, doing that. Like, I always looked at going from this church, this gig to this gig, right? This artist, I would play for Joe, then I start playing from Angie Stone and play for. So you start to look at it and you like, hold up, okay. This event moved to this club, this one. So this is kind of like a temp agency. This, nothing is really locked in. Times change. You know what I mean? Gigs, you don't know when you're going to play when you get there. You kind of, if you look at it, it's like you, everything's up in the air. I even got to gigs and we get all the way there and they say, yo, we ain't got the money. Like, you know, especially choirs. Come on, man.
I didn't know you went back to the church side. Man,
we could go.
Be anything. It might offer you a couple chicken dinners after.
No, we could go R&B too. Where we get to the joint and they like, we don't have the back end. You know, they got that front. But then they were supposed to, when they got there, they were supposed to. But then you get artists that say, I'm going to still go out for my fans. So you either the band going to say, yo, look, we going to either take this one, or the artist going to say, we'll make up for it. Man, I've been through all of it on both sides. Church, R&B side, hip hop, whatever. It happens. Wow. You know what I mean?
Wow.
And you talking about going to a whole nother state, a whole nother country. You get there and it's like, they ain't got all the increments. All the money ain't got all the money. You know what I mean? So.
Did you go through your phase where you just like blew out the money? Because at one time you just wish, like, before you understood money, because you've been doing this before, I know it's possible for you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Can you think about like what you're doing now? You said property, stuff like that. You weren't always there.
No, bro. I literally, and this to be real.
Yeah.
I just figured out what credit was 3 years ago.
Yo,
I didn't understand what's this number? How does it change? You know what I mean? How it's working? I didn't understand it, bro. Like, I really just understood. And honestly, I got my first publishing deal in 2011. I signed to Rodney Jerkins, right?
Rodney Jerkins.
Yeah, I was signed to Dark Child 2011. Worked through that, and I didn't sign another pub deal until 2020. I did a direct admin deal with Kobo. And that admin deal was a high figure admin deal. And that really was me. You know what I mean? Saying, all right, let me go
understand the business side.
Let's clean this up. Let's understand what we're doing now. You know what I'm saying? Because you done went through it, like, you know what I mean? Went through it, bro. Yeah. I'm talking about tour to tour, just burning through the money because you don't know what it is. You don't even understand how to invest it. You don't know what to, you know what I mean? Like, coming from, that's another thing, that envelope, when you get that envelope at a young age, it could kind of.
Sheep to the slaughter.
Yeah, boom, there you go.
But for the average, it's sheep to the slaughter.
Because this is what happens, right? Nobody comes and say, hey, Lord, you making this money. Let me sit you. I love you, right? I want to see you do great.
Right, right.
Hey, we got business managers we deal with at the church. Let's be for real. You talking about a young musician coming making 20, 30,000, bro. 15, 16. Why nobody inside that say, yo.
That's real.
This is how you invest money, yo.
Had you the boy some Apple back then?
Come on, bro. If I had the crypto and what I got now and things I got now.
I won't even go there because I get sick to my stomach thinking about the money I had in 2011.
Bro,
Bitcoin was worth like $50.
Yeah.
Right. Like $50 to $100 in 2011, 2012. It was like in the 200, bruh. And I knew about it. I did. I heard about it. But let me tell you why I got I missed it because somebody bamboozled me into a network marketing room. And I got in my feelings because they weren't honest with me. I thought they were really trying to build business, or do we do, you know, talking business. Like, you know, hey, Travis, I like your music. You know, hey, you want to do lunch? I go in there, it's 20 people in there, and we, you see what I'm saying? They got a projector. And I sat there for about 20 minutes, and then I said, y'all got to use the bathroom, and I was out. Because I'm very intentional about relationships, so I really thought we were trying to build, like.
Yeah, you know, man, that's crazy.
And he tricked me into a room, but then they mentioned, oh, you get paid in Bitcoin. And I'm talking about that was back in 2015, before it hit 20,000. Yeah. Bro, if I'd have just in any way inquired and just picked some up. But it's all good because I know better.
Yeah, it's all good. It come back around.
It's lessons, man. It's an L.
Lessons learned, bro.
It's an L and a lesson.
Lessons learned. I mean, bro, I went to clear my situation. I was like, oh, this all I owe. I ain't even really owe to. Man, I figured out what it was and sat and took the time to learn it. But, you know, they say I'm 37 years old now. They say you certain things. I always look at my 20s like, man, I'm a grown teenager. You know what I'm saying?
I had no credit. I didn't have bad credit. I had none.
Exactly. Same thing for me.
It was like a 650. And bro, my wife now, she was my fiance. She said, yo, she said, get you a secure card. All right, musicians, artists, entrepreneurs, y'all listening to this. She said, get you a secure card.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a financial advisor. I'm supposed to say that, right? But this is what my fiance said to me. I'm not telling y'all what to do. Get you a secure card and put like $400 or $500 on it. So I put $400. Yep.
And that's you using your own money.
Using my own money. And I would gas. And then I would let it post. I would let it post. And then send the $50 right over that I put in that gas.
Right back. Yep. Just
little small stuff. Bro, my joint went up 134 points.
I'm telling you.
In six months. I went from a 650 to a 742 in 6 months, bro. And I'm talking about, so now we looking good for the property. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Yep.
Yeah, bro. Yep.
I just looked at it. That's a month joint. 791. I feel amazing.
You killing, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Killing, bro.
But God is good, man.
People not talking about this. Musicians, that's especially. Real. Yo, we're dying. And we're, you know, I'm not, this isn't related to nobody that just recently died, but I'm just saying, in my city, cats are going and they got GoFundMes. And it's like, you were the man and weren't taking care of your business. And so we got to learn these lessons from the soldiers of the past and change the history, change the.
That's real, bro.
You know what I mean?
That's real.
Because I know musicians bringing in, you know, bro, I'm telling you, even with me, bro, it's no less than $4,000 a month. Just on playing, no less. That's my least number. And so I am at a church, and they take great care of me. You know what I'm saying? No less, just off playing. You know what I'm saying? And so I know cats that's doing that, and they're not doing what they're supposed to do with their life insurance. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. But honestly, I feel like we should get our hands insured. And that's my next move.
No, that's real. That's real.
That's my next move. Yeah, see, my girl from Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? My wife. You know what I'm saying?
You got a good one.
I got a good one. And she's Caribbean. She from
Flatbush.
So her dad was from Brownsville, and I think her mom. I want to say it's Flatbush. Is that the same area?
Canarsie or Flatbush? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And they Caribbean. Her dad from Guyana.
Okay, yeah.
Her mom from Panama. You know, her people from Panama, and they moved on, and then they moved down when she was 8 years old. They moved her down south, and then I met her in high school.
You sound pops from Brownsville.
Yeah, the real
Brownsville. You already know. You
that's
know
like
you
the, know. That's the 70s, 80s Brownsville. That's the you real know Brownsville. You know what I'm saying?
Brownsville, baby.
He's got some family
in Brownsville for sure.
He got the radar. He's sharp. You know, he know what he looking at. You know what I'm saying? He know what's
you
up.
You already
bro.
Know.
You a survivor. That's like surviving.
Never ran, never will. Yeah, Brownsville real, man.
Yes, sir, man. So yeah, man. A lot of lessons learned, man. I'm glad. I'm really glad to hear you speak on credit, man. Because
yeah, bro, that's really
biggest thing.
You know what I mean? Like, when as we get older, especially 30, and speak on that, right? Look, even if you look at right, I tell cats like, because people we always say like, yo, they'll send me a clip. I'll be playing and be like, yo, what was, you know, like, I know you probably can't even go. I'm like, if you put me back in that scenario, I can play that again. But honestly, when I look at the age I was then, I don't think we even saying the same things we saying when we 20, when we 30. We not thinking the same. You know what I mean? So it even goes to your playing. Your playing should mature. What you do in life should mature. It should get better as you get older. You know what I mean? Like, you shouldn't be the topics of conversations. Like, we was talking about, okay, we ain't shedding in our 20s and doing it in our 30s. It's like, it's nothing wrong with saying, yo, bro, what's up with your credit, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Do you need some help? You need me to, like, bro, I'm gonna show you how I did it. You know what I mean? Like, what's
that's good.
That's what it's about. Because if you ain't seeing growth, bro, then with a lot of musicians that doesn't figure out how to turn it in what I do and figure out how to turn it into, you know, a career and constantly treat it like the temp agency that I feel it is, and they don't turn it into a career, it's like you don't really understand how it goes until the end. And that's not good.
That's not,
you know what I mean? That's not
when
good.
You end up being the bitter old black man.
Or we look and be like, yo, you did that. You did it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Because now it's like, okay, you ended up on a TV show playing for David Letterman or whoever, and now you riding out doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one of those things where it's like we don't know until the end. And that's not good, bro. I never really. It's not. You know what I'm saying? When we talk about retirement, anything happening, you know what I mean? Like, you know, you should be able to survive off of what you've done throughout the years. You know what I mean?
It makes me really respect Fat Joe, because I remember him saying this, and I felt it in my soul when he said, don't call me your brother in this industry if you don't point me to the bag.
Crack. That's crack, right?
I said, ooh, I kind of know that's what we talking about. Because I know his circle.
That's real. Because you got some people be like, yeah, bro, I'm going to connect you. Then you got some people be like, hold on, bro, let me call him right now. And they'll call me right then. You know what I mean? Yo, Trav, bro, I'm going to hook you up with, you know what I'm saying? And then you got some people that'll sit there and be like, yeah, I'm going to link y'all. And never plan on ever, 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 ever making it happen. You know what I mean? So it is what it is, man. That's the kind of, and that's in every industry, bro. That's why one thing for me and what I do.
Bro, they're weirdos.
No, that's real.
Cause bro, let me tell you something. How can you be on the level, any level above, you know, where we're at and not understand that there's enough money for everybody?
Well, and that's the thing I'll say. I would, before I say they're weird, I say they're insecure, bro. You know what I mean? Some people don't feel secure about what they do. Some people know, like, I'm not giving them my all. Some people know that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, this so dude is really Virginia, going hard. He's, in Richmond, we'll call them weirdos. Like, but, I mean, come on. Nobody's more weird than musicians. But I'm just saying, like, weirdo is a slang term for just.
Over. Now, I know what you mean.
Like, you over there, bro. We, you over there. Yeah. We all about being our brother's keeper over here.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's what we be like. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, you weirdo. No, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's not cool, man.
No, for sure, for sure.
So much money out here, bro. And
too much, man.
I ain't gonna lie, just when I did make a decent bag off of one of these crypto runs.
Yeah, me too.
It changed my life, bro. It changed my life. It changed my life because I realized that
we're gonna talk about a few plays off it too. We gotta, you know what I mean?
Sure, I bet. Because let me tell you something. I made more money with my thumbs than my fingers.
That's real.
Bruh. I mean, and I'm talking about, bruh, I literally deposited, bought, and I watched that junk go, oh. And one time, bro, let me tell you why I really dropped the ball. My first time getting my feet wet in crypto. I'm so congested, man. I'm going to have to stop to edit it out and go blow my nose. But
I dropped the ball bad too, but
It was called X Bullion. Okay. You know X Bullion, the gold company? That's a huge company, period. But there was a coin called X Bullion. And it ended up X Bullion Gold. Yeah, it was on this platform called BitTrue. Bro, I only put like 150 on it because I knew it was about to get released on BitTrue. So as soon as it went live, I was there like 10:01 buying it. And I just put 150 on it. Do you know that Joker went? My 150 went to like 15 grand in seconds.
So imagine it.
I couldn't press the button fast enough. It brought, but you know, this, so let me, hold on, let me add a little bit more to it. I was doing my happy dance and I'm in the room. I ran in the room, my girl's sleeping. And she, you know, she wasn't my wife at the time. We just got married this year. So,
okay, congrats, brother.
Thanks, bro. So I ran in the room and I said, I told you, I told you. Crypto, I told you. Bro, I said, what I do? Do I need to, should I sell all of it? Should I sell half of it? Bro, while I was saying that, the jump went 12,000, 10,000. I was like, oh. And so I pressed the button in it. Bro, everybody was trying to sell. I came out with like $500, bro.
Oh man, bro.
Yeah. And but it's still now I made money after that, but that one right there, it opened my eyes. I'm like, hold up. When Jay-Z and Kanye said, can't you see we making money right under you? Like over you or something like that. That line he that bar he dropped. And I'm like, yo, it's a lot of ways to get it. And
nah, that's assets, a fact.
Digital and all of that, bro. It's a lot there, and people miss
that's
it.
That's a fact.
So distracted, bro. But go ahead, share yours, man. You can't leave me out there by myself.
Mine was crazy. I mean, So mine was with Sheep Inu. I was afforded. I ain't gonna put his name out there, but I was afforded the opportunity to be in a session. You'll know the range of, some people I work with, you'll know the range of who it probably was or who it could be. But I was afforded the opportunity to work on a Christmas album during this time. And this person, he told me, he's like, yo, invest in Sheep Inu, I'm telling you. And he showed me on his phone, woo, 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 woo. And bro, I'm sitting there like, man, what is that? So now, fast forward, I come home to New York. I'm in New York chilling. My brother tell me about it. So now I'm hearing it from two different, you know what I mean? And bro, when I tell you, bro, if I would have just put a stack, that joint would have been probably about good 8 million.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It was crazy. It
I
was
had like the same story with Doge. Bro, I had millions of Doge. Man. Bro, I had so much Doge. Bro, how about this? It was 0000. I had so much Doge that where it's sitting at now, it's like, what, 12 cents?
Millions, yeah.
Millions. I would have millions right now. But I just flipped it for a quick 500. Quick.
See, yeah, yo, you know what? One thing I realized, so I've been in crypto, I've been holding about a good 3.5 now.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I don't sell, I buy more. So that's my thing, you know what I mean? I'm in the long haul, bro. I need the gusto.
This is the way I feel. Anything, we have to use common sense here. You know how long it took gold to get to trillions? You know what I'm saying? Market cap.
It's going to happen again.
Crypto made it to $1 trillion market cap in 10 years. Like somewhere. You know how fast that is?
Bro, do you know?
It's not going anywhere, bro.
It's not. I'm
Pandora's box.
I'm invested in about a good 40, 50 coins, man. I'm in.
I love it.
I'm in. Meme coins. I'm in. Altcoins. I'm in.
I love you to hear that. I'm hoping somebody who's staring at your videos right now, trying to find an A flat and from trying to find a 13 chord, trying to figure out what you did. I hope they hear this interview to also know that you bought your business.
Yeah, stocks. I'm heavy investing in stocks, especially at a long term portfolio, and I got a short term, which is more aggressive. And we play a little bit more, play with danger a little bit more on that one. But, you know, it's just being smart, bro. It's being smart and being, after years, I'll say this, don't take too long. Whatever you're doing career-wise, don't take too long to learn the lessons that's right in front of you. Because they be right in front of you. Don't constantly keep, it's like year after year, month after year. I look at years, months, weeks, days. They all evaluation periods, bro. If you look at it, right? You can evaluate it in a day. You can evaluate it in an hour. It's like you can make these changes in these time frames. And it's like, you know, don't sit there month after month, year after year, just watch yourself repeat the same cycle of not growing. You know what I'm saying? And not editing yourself.
So here,
you know what I mean?
So now you're all in my lane now. This is what I do.
Because, bro, that's really the biggest thing for me ever, bro, is like being able to be confident as hell when I play. Like, it's like I'm going to give you me, but then when I'm in the crib, mask off, bro. What's all? I'm honest with myself, bro. It's time to edit. Take let's go flaws. Left hand sucks, bro. Like, you see what I'm saying? Let's go, bro. Go to the key of B. Can you swing in the key? Let's like start breaking yourself down. I tell all my friends, it's cool to be confident when you out in the streets, but bro, if you ain't gonna be honest with yourself, we got a problem, bro.
This is my world, bro.
We got a problem
in the self-help world in coaching. Mm-hmm. It's called the inability to self-assess. What you just said in a nutshell is called
the
inability to self-assess. It's not,
bro. I had to learn.
Everybody, it's for everybody.
I had to learn. I was, bro. So for so long, I was preaching. I'll be able to preach it, but then I'm looking at my own like, but bro, you're not doing it. But you know what you, that means you know what to do. But because you're telling somebody else the right way to do it, but you're not applying it to yourself. So let's start there. Let's start with yourself before you even get to telling anybody else what to start with yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you about to.
I've always been able to do it here though.
You, bro, let
here,
me...
I've always been able to do it, Keys, bro, because I always been able to be open with my and be like, see, the thing was a lot like coming from a dominant city like New York. The thing is if you notice in New York, sit in New York City, there's a sound. So like, and growing up before social media has merged the gap.
Yeah.
So before social media, everybody, if you would go to Atlanta, and Atlanta sound like Atlanta. You'll go to Miami. Everybody had, it's still that way, but it was a stronger thing of everybody maintaining that identity of like, when you go to New York sound like LA, sound like LA.
Morgan Plan is so aggressive in New York.
Aggressive, bro.
Aggressive. You know it. I picked up on that, and I've been doing that style in Virginia, bro. My phone, I made that adjustment in 2017. And and shout out to John Brown. I don't know if you heard of John Brown. John Brown told me, he said, bro, I want you to listen to Mike Burrell, and I want you to listen to Glenn. He was telling me some people to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's a style. It's not necessarily, and he said, with your organ, he said, even when you're backing up a preacher, you got to get your left hand tight, because what you're trying to do, you don't have the ability to do it yet. You got to actually hold down the chord. The chord got to be strong in your left hand.
Strong.
And you singing with the right.
That's a fact.
And when you can mock what the pastor's saying.
Oh, it's over.
Oh!
Your phone going to yourself, yeah.
Your
yeah.
phone about to start ringing, bro. Bro, I made that adjustment in 2017. Let me tell you something, bro. Been playing since '89. That's 1994.
Mm-hmm.
Took till 2017 for me to say what you just said. You know what? You can't play organ.
That's real. Yo,
I was playing keys, but I would play organ like I play a piano,
bro. That's
laying on a chord don't make you no organist, bro.
No, that's real.
Loud don't make you no organist.
No, that's a different no.
Bro, I made that adjustment, and that's literally the reason why I'm making the money I'm making now, is because of that adjustment, bro.
When did you start?
When
did you start playing organ?
Bro, seriously? 2017. Yeah. I've been playing organ since I picked up an instrument, since nine.
But
I wasn't. So first of all, remember I told you, I'm from Richmond, Virginia. Ain't no Corey's, ain't no Glenn's, Travis Sales, ain't no, you see what I'm saying? You had to go, and there was no YouTube. I'm talking, this is 99, 2001.
Where Daryl from?
Huh?
Where Daryl from? Daryl from Norfolk, right?
Daryl, little Daryl. Pete, I know he was
Daryl Woodson.
Yeah, but you, the only time you could get to Derek is if you went to the service. There was no YouTube. I need you to understand, I had nobody that I could, if you didn't have a direct mentor,
You would
pick up the scraps, bro.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I became a beast on piano. I mean, I really became a beast, and I got, known in the city, and I've always had fast
hands. Yeah.
And my boy B Boy Saw, he fooled with Robert Glasper. I don't know if you heard of him.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
He said, man, I'm gonna tell y'all something. This is what he talks. He's like, Y'all young, it was a couple of us. You know, we were standing around talking. He's like, look, let me get y'all, let me drop something on y'all. Y'all got a whole bunch of icing. You ain't got no cake. Hey, some of them got mad, but B always gave it to me straight. And I respected him for that. Shout out to B-Boy. And he said, your left hand needs to have a core. And if you can't core yet in it, at least drop two, the one and the five in it. You know, try to find a tritone, but it need to be doing something because you got a whole lot of ice. And he and my fingers were fast then, but I won't do nothing with my left hand.
No comping,
bro. And I'm telling you, but 2017, I'm talking about. I did a deep dive on all you guys. You know, you, Glenn, and Corey, and Mike Barillas, especially. Yeah. And it has been very, very YouTube. Somebody just said this. They said, Robert Glasper just said on the R&B Now podcast, if you're not good, it's on you.
Because it's your fault.
It's your fault. He said, now we ain't talking about making all this great, like next level money and all that. He said, because you should, you know, read charts and all that stuff. But he said,
shout out to Big Bro. That's my brother, man.
Yeah, he said, if you're not on YouTube getting better, he said, that's on you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? And because you got to think, bro, how great the when you go back and you say, and I ask you, say, okay, who are your heroes? Like, and you say, Herbie, Oscar, and you got, you know, whoever it is, I don't care what instrument you play, you going back to that time, you got to go back to the information they had hit the access. If you know what I'm saying? Like, think about how great they are and then, like, what they had access to. Now look at what you have access to. It's now like, come talking. On, man.
Now you're come talking, on, man.
You know what I mean? But the access also can make you lazy. That's another thing.
All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a quote. Tell me what you think when you hear this. My OG said, shout out to Coach Gus. This is one of my OGs. He said, everybody in the past had all the identity and no opportunity. Now it's all the opportunity and no identity.
Woo! Hey, make sure you send me that. I need that, bro. That's exactly what it. So now, right? I tell you, bro. My biggest thing that I'm trying to learn how to do is not go MIA. But that's my way of going back to how I used to remember life to be when I was a kid. Because it never was. I used to be able to sit at that piano 12 hours and nothing distracted me from, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like when I go back to that, bro, that I'm telling you, I tell people all the time, the ability to focus that hard, it's what's going to separate you. You know what I mean? Because growing up in this town, bro, it's to get kids to sit down for 2 hours at a piano is like, it's hard. Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, man.
You got to catch them at a real young age. It's tough.
You know what I say? What I mean? They got to have a bug.
Yeah.
So there's this one kid named Chosen at my church. His name Chosen, all right?
There you go.
So he, every time the service is over with, and now it's happening during the service, he's fighting to run up to the drums. I said, it got to be that. If you don't have that passion, that, and now in this day, you gotta have that to be Justin Lee Schultz. You gotta have that.
Yo, that's a fact.
That's it. Gotta be that, because ain't no lessons gonna do that for you.
Yo, bro. I'm telling you,
I don't teach lessons. Do you? I don't.
No, me neither.
I can't because
I have.
They want you to teach them how to play songs. I'm not doing that.
I have a few people that I've been able to bless and like. Give, like I tell anybody that I've said, so Glenn is one of my, like, where I've sat down and, like, you know what I mean? He's not really sat down showing my, but, like, his mom, when he was young, when he was every church I played at, he was right next to me on the organ, you know what I mean?
Man, Glenn got me on red right now, man. I'm like, bro, stop acting Hollywood on me. I'm saying it right here. Bro, Glenn, reach back out to me, bro. I'm trying to get him to come on here.
Come on, Double G. Don't do that, baby.
I'm going to send it to him. Glenn, you left me on red, bro.
That's my guy, man. He'll totally do it. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, Glenn, man, like, you know what I mean? Like, I remember Glenn was young, bro. His mom would bring him, sit him on the organ anywhere I would play. You know what I mean? She would come bring him, you know what I mean? And yeah, bro, like, to see where he's at now and playing, bro, it's like, Jesus Christ. You know what I'm saying? Cold.
All right, listen up. This is Stroh saying, get ready to embark on a journey to wellness with our incredible sponsor, Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. I want you to imagine reaching for the next level in your life with other individuals who are just as passionate as you are. Join Franklin and I every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for group coaching calls designed to transform your mind with proven strategies and high-level accountability. You know, in the chaos of life, self-care often takes a backseat. But what if I told you that creating the best version of yourself could be as simple as immersing yourself in the right environment with others who are hungry and the culture of celebrating each other is already established? Hey, what if I told you that switching the lens on your big goals and dreams, you know, looking at them differently, would make them more manageable? Think of your dream like a huge block of ice. Well, to make that a nice sculpture, you'd have to start by hitting it once. In our sessions, we believe in balancing the five pillars of success: mind, body, spirit, soul, business. We come together to share what we call small wins. These are small goals that were executed this week that will ultimately lead to these big dreams that we all have. It's a call to action, an invitation to take your success journey more seriously and make every day a success. Your new chapter begins now. Join the movement towards becoming the best version of yourself with Motivation Central, the elite training center for your mind. Join today by visiting patreon.com/maestroturner or visit our website at www.maestromotivates.com.
Oh, so like my boy Glenn, my boy Joe Harley, who came from the military, I never understood theory. So my thing is I know it, but in my own way. So I can only show you how I think about it. You know what I mean? So I don't want to mislead you too much. You know,
I was told before I went into theory, I took it at J. Sergeant Reynolds Community College, but I only took two classes because one of the guys that, a couple of guys that I respect like that, that on that level, they said, be careful. Because it's like, it's almost like telling an artist, oh, you can't. You see what I'm saying? You get to a point where it's, once you get to the deeper levels of theory, there. I mean, I remember sitting in the class on the second course of it, and they were breaking down Miles Davis and calling it names. And I said, man, Miles Davis was high. Y'all got to stop all this. He was hot. Chick Corea was high. Like, bro, this is documented. I see the documentary. No,
that's for sure.
Bro, you these know, guys were high. Like, you can't call this a whatever. Like, bro, I get it. Y'all trying to break it down, but that stuff was coming straight from up above. Like, boys, and you know the feeling. You know when you get locked in, bro, where you
that's real.
Where you black out, and it's some stuff you can't play over. You can kind of play over, but it will never come out the way it came in that moment.
I tell you, a lot of time when we were growing up, I shed it so much, bro, because like I told you, being a kid, seeing what I seen, the thing that inspired me from day one, I knew I had to play like overly catch. I got to play catch up to even get close to, you see what I'm saying? Because he's so far advanced. Speaking of Corey, so far advanced at that time. So it's like, for me, I'm playing this catch up thing and catch up to where, bro, like, honestly, it's like, When I look at that situation, is like the biggest thing me and Corey could do is say, like, all right, we're gonna come in and we're gonna figure out how to be just as great, but we're gonna maintain this identity that separates you over here, I'm over here, and maintain that and keep that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the biggest Yeah, that was the biggest thing, bro. That was the biggest thing for us, to be able to still be ourselves.
Yeah.
But be inspired by each other. That's, to me, when I look at it, it's like, that's the greatest thing that happened. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, I almost look at it like, I mean.
But imagine now trying to do that with like what you said about the identity, bro. It'd be so tough to. Sometimes I literally got to throw my phone, bro, to not even listen and just be like, I can't, you know what I mean? Because I'll lose sense of self.
And there's certain people you can listen to. It's like, you know, you can do that. Because once you get to this level of playing, I can. So listening to you, I can listen to you approach a solo and I know I could just, I'm like, oh, okay. Because I do know the theory. I can listen and say, oh, that's what he did. And all I need is the bass note. It's a rap. I don't care where you go. If I hear that bass note, I know why you did it and where you, real. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But at the same time, what Sean, this is what I love about Sean Piano.
Yeah.
Sean Piano says, don't copy the lick. Just understand why they did it. Because that's now real. You sound like them.
Bro, I'm telling you, I remember my brother, bro. I thank God for my brother, my brothers. Bro, I remember coming in, I remember sitting down, shedding chops, just sitting there like, I can't wait till they hear this one. And I would play, bro, you know how, because you got to think, before you playing for anybody, just the people that's around, like, you know what I mean? Your brothers, your pitch, just for them to just be like, yo, you sound good. That'll give you, you know what I mean? So before anybody, any other musician, like I said, they play too. So they play drums. But bro, I remember sitting there shedding this chop and then my brother walked in and I ain't getting nothing from him, bro. I turned the keyboard up. I'm like, he must ain't hear me, bro. So I play it again. He like, yo, you think I ain't here? Turn the keyboard down, bro. You think I ain't hear you, bro? You sound like, I forget who it was, but he like, basically, you sound like la-da-da-da-da. Like, I don't want to hear that. I heard that before. Like, play your chop. What's your chop? And I was like, yo, but that was where I got my identity from.
That's
from
that
my
hardcore
brothers being
love
like,
we need.
That's whack. Like, you copy it. That's whack.
We need that, bro.
I heard that before. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Like, and my brother played drums, so he was actually good enough to go down and play with Corey and then play drums. So he'd go down and be like, man, I heard Corey play that. Man, play your chop. And I, you know what I'm saying? So it gave me a sense of identity of like, okay, let me be myself, bro. No matter who I'm inspired by, I have to. But now it's so hard for cats to separate learning something and applying it to who they are or maintaining who they are. While accessing this information, some things, bro, I'll be honest, I'll be like, I don't want to learn that because it's going to change something about my plan. I don't, you know, it's not what I want to do. But I love that though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ever have things where you like, I love that, but I don't want to learn that.
Oh, no, I don't. That's where I've literally gotten to. You probably been there. I'm just getting to that season of my life.
Yeah.
Like, for real, now I hear you or Corey or Glenn, and I'm like, that's good for them.
Yeah,
really, I'm no, for real. But there was a time where that make me want to be like, you know what?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't even want to do this no more. Did you hear that, bruh? Like, so that's another thing. So I'm not trying to pivot it too much, but I couldn't believe that you didn't play drums because when I listen to you solo, especially this one video on YouTube, I think it's from a while back, but I know you remember the pastor, he could tell you was feeling it was during offering. That drum.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, go ahead. But your rhythms are drum, very rudimentary, as in like, it's very percussive.
Very percussive, yeah.
And so I am a drummer, bro, so... Not like
I used to hear everybody play so legato when they would play chops.
So marching band did that for me. Drumline did that for me. I had to learn like rudiments. That's what I mean. Yeah. When I say rudiments, I mean like a flam is flam.
Yeah.
It's left, right. And the right is strong.
Yeah, like a flat. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then you got your paradiddles. Right, left, right, right, left, right, left, left.
Right.
Bro, I have done that on the organ. I've been, I'm doing
rudiments.
And so I hear you do it. I'm like, how you don't play drums?
I literally now, so my best friend, like I said, my brother played drums. My brother, 2 years older than me, he played drums. My oldest brother played drums, but my best friend, Jermaine Paris, played drums. So from young, all drums is my favorite instrument, bro. In the band,
yeah,
I could put a band together with, I don't need the best keyboard players. I don't need the best bass player. I don't need the best guitar player. I need the best drummer I could get, bro. Because now my band, I don't care. I ask everybody. I don't care. When I see some of my dope homies and we see each other at gigs, I'm like, yo, that's cool. Who playing drums?
That's good, bro.
Because, like, okay, I know y'all got bing and bing and bing, but who's playing drums? Drums is everything, bro.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. And so,
like, I don't care. There's certain people where I just can't. It's like, no. And my homie, but like, it goes back to this thing Melvin told me, man. You know, it changed my perspective a little bit, because growing up, I used to just have this thing like, man, it's terrible. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't play with it. It's terrible. But as I got older, I remember Melvin telling me, he's like, yo, a great musician makes anybody sound better and makes it, you can kind of, you know, you should be able to play with anybody. That's basically what he said. And I was like, all right. So it changed my perspective as I got older. But, bro, it was a time I couldn't play with too many drummers, bro.
Bro.
I just couldn't.
You just made me.
I would give a version of myself and not really play. I'd be like, all right, cool. I'm gonna play up to your level, because like I can't really dig in and play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I know one of my guys, he doesn't like when drummers do too much of that Philly lagging.
Oh, bro. Oh,
he said it works in maybe in church or maybe you group or whatever, you know, because you know, and shout out to, you know, Chris Daddy Dave. But
it's an art. It's an art to
doing
it.
That, but you can't do that on certain gigs.
It's an art to it, and you gotta like to really know that style. It's almost like saying I'm a boxer and I'm gonna just start doing the Philly shell out of nowhere.
I'm gonna just start doing the southpaw.
Yeah, you know what I mean. I'm gonna switch my No. You gotta study. So that's the thing. Like when you go and study, you gotta go and listen to Chris Day play for like Maxwell, play for different artists where he wasn't lagging no beat behind. He dead on that. He dead on it. You know what I mean? Listen to the mint condition days. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like all those joints, that's Chris on drums.
Yeah.
All those. So Chris and Stokely, but like a lot of the great records that's Chris playing drums. So it's like, you got to go back to that and know, okay, like you said, why is he lagging this beat back? You know what I mean? It's the why. You know what I mean? Because
when he does it.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's what, and you know what? I'm learning that with social media, man. I'm learning to not get so swindled when I hear a 3 minute clip and hearing.
Because you don't have enough context. You don't have enough context. You don't know why he did it, when he.
Or you don't know if somebody's paying tribute to a certain style or a certain thing. You know what I mean? But like you get judged in time where it's like you're as good as the last thing you posted.
bro,
you know what I mean? But that's how, you know. So, yeah, I'm still getting used to it. I can't even, I have to get other people to just catch me when I'm playing. I'm so not good at recording myself and just post it. It's just like, I can't get used to that because it doesn't come from.
So, you know, we got to talk offline about that, bro, because I'm telling you, bro, you leaving stuff on the table with that, bro. The most things that have buzzed really big on my page has been stuff that I didn't think was hot myself.
Me too.
But it's people that,
bro, are my on devotional clip, I had that in my, I was not posting that, bro.
Yeah.
I was not about to post me playing, because that's an older style of playing. Like that's the old, you don't hear that style of, bless you. You don't hear that style of church no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I wasn't going to post that, bro. I was dead, but you know what I mean? But something in me was just like, yo, you know what? Let me just,
well, you know what I mean? I can drop a jewel on you right now with that. Let me tell you something. Yeah. I know you noticing, and that we look, don't cancel nobody. Don't cancel us, y'all. But the Asian community is really in love with our sound.
No, for sure.
And they're killing.
Oh, for sure. Killing.
So, you may not be hearing it in your Brazil. I'm talking, I got a lot of followers in Brazil.
No, bro.
Bro, I had somebody write me in my DM and say, bro, you are God. I'm like, bro, chill. Chill. Have you not heard of, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking in my mind, you ain't heard of these cats? And my no, brother's like, bro, I never heard, bro, they have.
That's the thing. That's the
illest. Got a love for that old school style, bro.
But, bro, what's crazy is, bro, people, and I learned that a long time ago, too. Some people going to hear me and be like, yeah, it's cool. Hear Strodo and be like, man, bro, something about your plan. Just
play. There's somebody for everybody, bro. You got your tribe. Yeah, Corey got his.
I'm not going to get to them, but you going to get to. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it's about, bro.
I said
that's
that why to somebody. I said, bro, go look at Beyonce's following list. At the end of the day, she's that, right?
That's real.
She still hasn't cracked a billion followers. There are 7 billion people on the planet. So what does that tell you? She ain't for everybody, but she got her people.
Real.
Remember when the lady, when Jay-Z took the train and she said, who are you? You seem like a big deal. He said, I'm Sean.
Yo, that was the best.
Her granddaughters probably called her that night. You were sitting next to Jay-Z.
And it didn't even matter to her. Yeah.
We got our tribes, bro. So I'm telling you, there's somebody sitting in their room right now waiting for you to drop your next joint because they resonated with you. And so it's part of the walk, bro. You got to find a way to, I mean, just get a $20 tripod on Amazon.
I mean, but you know what too, bro? Like that, it also goes in helping people and seeing that, like, sometimes even the people that you might think is like, oh my God, like, yo, you know, like this person is doing this or doing that. We got those moments where we second guess too. You know what I'm saying? Where we be like, yo, like, is this, like, this joint is kind of, I don't know. Like, oh, maybe, you know what I'm saying?
I know, bro. And that's the thing. The hardest thing is knowing when you're winning. I've said that to you offline. A lot of people don't know when they're winning because they're so immersed in the, you know, the grind.
Yeah.
And so you're like, bruh, you know, in motivational speaking, I know somebody said to me, yo, you speaking a lot. And I said, nah, I said, my boy Eric Thomas is speaking like 3 or 4 times in one day.
Yeah.
I'm speaking 3 or 4 times a week. So no, I'm not doing enough. You know what I'm saying? Like, but we got to be careful there because you will do that measuring so much that you forget that you win it.
That's real, bro. That's
you
real.
Win it. And you know what I say? Check your bloodline. Let's not worry about Corey, Glenn, and Mike and Shirley Caesar, whoever. According to my bloodline, I'm winning.
That's real.
I am the most accomplished person, the most accomplished musician in my bloodline.
That's a fact.
And motivational speaker. I spoke from here to California, bro. This is not an ego move to pubs. No. Do you gotta understand, bro? I look at it differently. Like you said, some people shouldn't read their own press. This is the way I'm looking at it, bro. I am my ancestors' wildest dreams, bro.
That's real, bro.
Could you imagine what Harriet would have did if she had a Twitter account? What she would have did for Black people? But she didn't. She had to spend her time freeing people that didn't even want to be free.
That's why it's so real. What Rob said, it's like, yo, it's no excuse. It's your fault, bro. Like, because the access we got, you know what I'm saying? YouTube, Twitter, we got Zoom. We got, so come on, bro. You know what I'm saying?
We are ancestors' wildest dreams, bro. And
that's
we
real.
Squander. And it's like, bro, Martin Luther King and Malcolm and, you know, Nat. I mean, anybody can think of Marcus Garvey. These cats did not die so that I could fail the sixth grade, which is what I did. that I could, you know what I'm saying? So that I could play around in school, so that I could play around with my gift. I could walk into church smelling like weed, flirt and have sex with girls in the praise team. That's not what he called us to do. That's not the sacrifices. Whether you're in church or not, your ancestors, you standing on their shoulders, bro. Show some respect for your bloodline.
That's real.
It is your job to maximize every opportunity you have right now.
That's real. That's real, bro.
Bro, it was illegal for you to have property 100 years ago. Now look at you. It was illegal.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying, bro? And you looking at somebody else? You looking at somebody else? Nah, bro. Travis is winning. I don't care what you say. And yeah. That's not ego, because at the end of the day, I'll share whatever knowledge I got with the next man. That makes it. That takes away the arrogance. That takes away the what we have been taught. We have been suffering, Travis, from bad teaching and bad spiritual development in church.
Yeah.
To the point where people don't even mention their gift because they're saying they humble.
Well, that's real.
That's not right, bro.
That's real. I seen Kanye say it a while. Kanye said it a different way a long time. He was like, you know, we taught to be humble. We taught, but nobody say be great or go be.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's true, because it's like once you get to saying certain things, people kind of feel like you coming at them, or you bragging, or you know what I'm saying? It's like, no, like, we need to take some time to pat each other on the back sometimes too.
Travis,
you know
let me tell you something. I don't even deal with those individuals anymore. So
that's
I would,
real.
You know what I call that? A fart in the wind. Somebody else's that's opinion real. Is equal to a fart in the wind. It's half about 2 seconds, and then all it's gone.
So, yeah, bro.
Bro, like, even offline, bro, there are opportunities with the resume you have. There's no reason why you shouldn't, like, if not in this season, when you come off tour a little bit, bro, I would love to help you set up your Patreon and your way to make a stream be featured. Because you don't need, shout out to Corey, he did the masterclass. He could have did that on his own.
For sure.
He could have did that on his own. He did that through another company. Shout out to them. I'm Corey strong enough to do that on his own. You're strong
for
enough.
Sure.
Your resume is strong enough. And if you package it up properly, bro, that's a whole stream you leaving on the table, bro.
It's why, yeah. I mean, you know, like, shout out to my homie Sebastian, man. Yeah. Like, anytime he would catch me on the showbe.coms, or he'd be like, Doc, you know they want the DVD. I'm like, yeah, it's gonna be sales works, not we work.
Bro, you know, that's real talk. Bro, Glenn mentioned you. Glenn and what's his name? The guy that does that. On Glenn's DVD, I supported him. I bought that joint and used it, you know, and learned from it. He mentioned, he said, you know, I didn't bring you on before because you were sounding like somebody else. And then lately you started. He's like, yeah, shout out to Travis Sales. Like he said something like that.
That's
on the
my track. Little bro. I mean, you go in the city, everybody would call Houston. They were always like, man, that's little Trav. And I used to be like, I used to tell him like, bro, don't stop. You Glenn, bro. You not, don't let them do, because one thing is
going to you told be hard him, it to worked. Live that
down. Yeah, I just didn't like that. It's just going to be hard to lay that down, and people just going to constantly try to keep you as little this person. No, you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
boy, a dog now.
Oh, bro, he's a dog, bro. Dog. Like,
I feel like he's transitioning now to the professional side of it, and because there is a cap on being the organ guy killing behind the pastor. There's a cap on the amount
for
of
sure.
Income and revenue.
I tell you what that was for me, man. For me, bro, I had my first daughter when I was 22, and that changed my perspective on, you know what I'm saying? It was like, okay. Like, that cap you talking about, like, oh, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Because if it was just me, I think I could be cool, you know what I mean? But, like, after my second daughter, that was really like, okay, this is, because at that point, bro, I really took the sacrifice to say, yo, no touring, no playing the church, Xing it all out. I'm gonna do this one tour, get enough money, stack it, and I'm cutting it all out to really put all my, and say I'm going to really produce and really figure out this other thing over here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's what I was able to do until that started getting funny. And I was like, hey, yo, look, I'm right here. Call me back, ready.
Yeah, I got
to go back on tour.
You know, bro, speaking of that,
yeah,
you know, me and my wife, we was there in Petersburg. And we watched the show with you play for Maxwell, bro. I was there.
Oh, man, bro, that's crazy. That's crazy.
So,
you talking about recently.
I'm talking about when y'all just came here.
That was just, that's crazy.
I know you came to Petersburg. Yes, you. And Maxwell came, bro, I'm telling
you. I got the homie, too. The homie came out, play bass. What's his name?
I can't remember. So, all I know is when he said Travis Sales, I was like, oh, that's the homie. I was like, that's the homie.
Man, that's crazy,
but
bro.
When I told my wife I was interviewing you, she said, yo, that's all God. Because she said, I know. I said, bro, I don't do the, oh, yeah, I know him. I don't do that.
Yeah.
I hate that when people do that. Bro, I don't know Travis from a can of paint. I know that I watch his videos, but I told her exactly what happened. I was like, yo, I don't know why. I said, bro, cats will leave you on red if they don't know you. You know what I'm saying? And so it ain't no shade on Glenn, but he don't know me. But I reach out to people, you know, if we have an exchange. And we had an exchange because I reposted your stuff because it was dope. I had no intention to bring you on the podcast. I just reposted because it was dope. And then when you did, I was like, shoot, let me go try my hand, man.
Yeah, and I can look at people. Back. I don't know, man. I think it's because of where I'm from. So I'm from the hood, bro. I grew up kind of rough. But, like, I can look people in the eyes and just tell, like, right off rip, just like, you ain't a good person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just got that thing. Like, I always say, I'm not prophetic, but I can read spirits. I can feel, I just can see when somebody's genuine, bro. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. I can't expect everybody to have that. But I feel like Glenn should be able to look and be like, oh, dude, you know what I mean, on positive vibes. It's like, it ain't nothing weird. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? So, when me and Glenn originally talked, it actually was on Messenger. And I said, yo, bro.
Okay.
I actually originally reached out to him like years ago. And we was having a struggle trying to connect on the schedule thing. But I really saw him and what he was doing. And I saw money he was leaving on the table. Like, bro, I've worked with some high profile people. Some people I can't name, but some that I can, you know, Anais Almonte, she's a stunt double for Marvel. I coached her, you know what I'm saying? I've coached some people because all the time, people that are in high profile, people are considered high profile. They have a lot of yes men. And so if you're not from the street, like you got that street side, you end up with a whole bunch of people around you telling you the sky blue because you said it's blue or you said it's purple. They saying it's purple. I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to be like, that's Travis, real. That ain't working. Or that ain't. And that's what people, you know, have me for because sometimes they can't even go to their own spouse with their dream because God gave the vision to you. He didn't give it to your spouse. So I've actually saved marriages because people have been, rightfully so, because for lack of knowledge, God gave you the dream. It ain't your wife's job to really be on some, oh yeah, oh, ooh, that's awesome. I'm glad. No, bro. He gave it to you.
Yeah.
Whether she support or not, does she do other things for you? Like my wife right now is not my cheerleader, bro. She's not my cheerleader. She will tell me like, oh, that she mostly telling me, oh, you know that, you misspelled that. Why? Because we riding in the car together. If I hit a deer, we hit a deer.
That's real.
And she it was off-putting at first because most of my musician friends had cheerleaders as girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
They were walking to the gig with them holding the snares and stuff. And so like, my girl from Brooklyn, I see you when you get back.
You're
going to work, bruh. I know, and she hated when I talk about her on publicly, but it's real though because I people need to be able to go somewhere where they can be honest and it's just support. It's not, oh Travis, that's dope, but you sure you want to do that? No. The coach's job is to say, oh, how we gonna do it, and what we gonna get done this week? You say
that's
you,
real.
You want a Super Bowl ring? That's cute. All right, so how much film we gonna watch this week?
This what exactly?
That's gonna get back into the show, but real quick, let's get serious. How much longer are you gonna do it alone? You know, there was a time where I was doing it alone, and when you do it alone, you just think you're more smarter than you really are. You think you're more brilliant than what you really are. You, everything is dope. And when you bounce ideas off of someone else, it makes a difference. When you go to somebody else and you actually strategize with no feelings, just principles, solid strategies, it's a game changer. And so I remember being a musician. I've been playing for 30 years. And so in this 30th year, I've been playing since 9 years old. I'm 38 now. And pretty much my whole life, I remember hooking up with Beans, hooking up with John, hooking up with multiple people that it was at least five of us just coming together and doing the same thing, same mentality, fearless, going after it, and we believed. Flat out, we believed. And so it's different when you run with other people. I didn't know that I had coaches. It was unofficial, but I had coaches. And so if you're tired of doing this alone, you've been doing this on your own, you have hit this glass ceiling, it's just glass. We're going to break through that thing. And I'll give you my strategies. Above all, we're going to help you change your mindset. We're going to help you make different decisions. Because success doesn't require you to look out of the window, it requires you to look in the mirror. It's just some different decisions you got to make, some different people you got to keep in your circle of influence. Listen to me. Above all, the mindset. So if my voice resonates with you, if our spirits are connecting for whatever reason, then don't play with it. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. Email me. Strategist.maestro@gmail.com. And just write simply in the subject and the body of the message. Coach me. And we're gonna get the process started, okay? All right, I will see y'all on the other side. No excuses, no days off.
Got it. You know, it's the balance. Like, remember when I was telling you, I was like, I kind of got all three. It's ministry, industry, and the streets. Where some people might not feel as comfortable in the streets.
Yeah.
Ministry, industry, they can figure out. But then it's like, you, and not to say you got to delve in the streets, but there's going to be certain things and certain rooms you walk in where you got to have that posture. You know what I'm saying? To be able to get through those conversations, because it is what it is. You talking to somebody that don't come from that world that we come from. You know what I mean? So the hey, what's up, doc, ain't gonna really work. You know what I mean? It ain't gonna cut through. You know what I mean? Of course, be yourself, yeah. but you just gotta know how to just be, you know, well versed. You know, so it take time, man. Take some time. But yeah, bro. Hey man, I think after people see, you know what I mean, me and you, they'll tap in for sure, especially Corey.
Man, it's all good, because you know what? You really the first, like, musician, like, outside of Ken, that I brought in this, man. It's been really focused. So the thing is, I don't want people to clock out because of the musician talk.
Right.
So when I'm going to send you, you know, some links, a link to the podcast so you can see the past episodes. It's very, very personal development. It's not music. Right. You know what I'm saying? But when people hear music, they think that they clocked out the conversation. No,
that's fact.
We're universally speaking here. My man has already talked about going in the lab with nobody watching, with nobody following, when nobody knew his name, and putting in the work.
Facts.
You should do that with your crocheting, with your ant collection. I don't care what you got going on.
What you got going on.
While nobody following.
That's a fact. Yo, you know it's so crazy? Because I compare. What's your favorite sport?
Oh man, it's football and basketball. It's like this, bro.
Okay.
Let's go basketball. I'm MJ.
Any competitive. My favorite sport is boxing, for sure. Right? Definitely boxing. Okay. But bro, when you look at certain things with boxing, right? Uh-huh. And being a boxer, a great boxer, it don't even matter if you It don't even matter if you got the natural attributes of just certain things you can be taught and certain things you can have naturally, but just the mindset of a boxer and a musician, it's the same thing, bro. Literally the same thing.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Literally the same exact thing. You know what I mean? And like I treat it like that, bro. I treat the same exact way, like a boxer, you know what I mean? Putting that time in the gym, you know what I'm saying? Going in and you only going to get out what you put out. You know what I mean? They say the fight is won where? In training camp. So the gig is won in training camp.
That's real.
It's won in the gym. You got to put that time in that gym.
Look, man, we have to do a part two, man. I've definitely got to
bring you back.
And look. Cause I have no more time. I gotta run to a meeting. It's great.
Oh no, for sure. But we can.
I don't
want to
cut
day,
this short, man.
Sure.
Quick, real quick. If you could meet with a musician, and we're gonna say dead. I normally do dead or alive. Who would it be? If you could have a lunch with a musician, gone, rest in peace. Who would it be?
The musician that's gone, Oscar Peterson.
Woo! I agree.
Yeah,
Oscar. He had no access. How did you get that nice?
Yo, how you get that nice, son? That fool. You know what I mean?
Oh, him and Art. Him and Art, bro.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah, for sure.
I like the way you think. I like the way
you think. Yeah, bro. Yeah, because we could definitely do it too. We could do a part two on the production side. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, cool.
Because I ain't even getting to the, you know what I mean, too much of the side of. But yeah, bro.
When you come in to the DMV area, we gonna do one like cameras.
For sure, bro.
So yeah, that's what I got for you, man. Thanks for coming.
Oh, for sure, bro.
The dream is free, but the hustle sold separately, man.